Hey, hello, I'm Connor, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. This week, Dan caught up with Hugh, who plays Jack in Jack and Nancy, the new Quentin Blake animation from CBBC. Check out what we got chatting about.
One of the country's best artists, Quentin Blake, who has illustrated David Walliams' books and Roald Dahl stories, wrote tons of his own books, and some of them are being turned into fantastic animations from the BBC. It's called Quentin Blake's Box of Treasures. One of those stories is called Jack and Nancy. And you know what? We're with Jack. Hugh Huckstep plays Jack. Hugh, thank you so much for being there.
Hello, I'm Hugh Huckstep. I'm voicing the character of Jack in Jack and Nancy, along with Grace. Who's playing Nancy. It's about a jungle adventure, lots of funny humour scenes as well. But yeah, it'd be great.
Well, I'm so happy that you're there with us, Hugh. How much did you know about Quentin Blake and his illustrations when you signed up to take on this story and this character?
Well, when I was younger, I read a lot of the Roald Dahl books, so I've always liked the Quentin Blake illustrations, and like they've always been like really unique. And when you see them, you instantly know it's Quentin Blake. It's got that unique style about it, and it sort of tells the story quite well.
And it's amazing how in the animation in Jack and Nancy, they've managed to make that distinctive style of drawing, like those pictures come to life on the screen. What did you think about when you first saw it and saw how it has come to life?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. That from it's gone from the book to then on screen, which we haven't seen before. So it was great to see the still image sort of like move around on the screen, and the style of drawing really comes to life through the video as well.
Well, you've kind of hinted at what it's about. So you, Jack, you wake up, you're in your bedroom with your sister Nancy, and then you immediately start hearing like strange pirate noises out the window because you live on this harbour. Just tell us about the story as much as you can about what happens to you.
So basically what happens is there's the two characters, Jack and Nancy, and they live by the seaside, and they've always dreamt of going on an adventure of their own, but they're too young and their parents won't allow them to go on their adventure of their own. And they're good friends with a pirate, and they get to hear loads of stories from him about his adventures. And they always talk about his adventures, and when he comes back from his adventures, he tells them to Jack and Nancy, shows them all the new things, like the new fruits and things that he's found. And one day they manage to go on an adventure on their own through the umbrella, and they fly away to an island. So,
well, I love like finding out how you got to do it, really, because I know loads of people listening will like act in their spare time. They might do Saturday drama classes. They'd love to do something like this. So how did it all come about for you, Jack?
So when I was younger, I've always really liked acting, dressing up as my own characters. And I went on an acting class a while back, maybe 2 years ago, and I managed to get an agent who puts me up for the roles. And I was on holiday at the time, so I was just enjoying my holiday, and then get the email through from my agent about this job. And I thought, oh, I'll have a go at it, and then came to this.
So, wow, 2 years! That's how quick this has all happened, in just two years.
Yeah, it's crazy to think how I've gone from starting all the way to this.
Yeah. I know, and it's it's a big project to be part of, and a real. Like I said at the start, Quentin Blake is one of the country's best artists. He's almost a national treasure, really. So for you to be doing this for the BBC in one of your first jobs, how does that feel?
It feels amazing. I mean, I've liked the Roald Dahl, and I never in my lifetime thought that I would actually be able to play one of his characters, which was just really great to do. And it was amazing, really.
And like, starting off and thinking into the future, how much has this work inspired the idea that you want to carry on acting and you want to do more TV stuff and stage stuff and maybe film stuff when you're older?
Well, I've been on film sets before, and I've also seen the behind the set and all like the camera and lighting. So it shows that the industry is not just through acting. You can do things like producing and directing. So I think if I was to carry on with this in the future, then I'd probably go maybe on set, and I'd quite like to be a director myself. So
wow, that's amazing that you know that already. Well, listen, in the cast that you're with Grace Nettle, who plays Nancy, as you said, and you know, you meet the pirate and you go off on these adventures. What was it like working with these people? Were you all doing it separately? Were you recording it by yourself and sending that off? Were you there acting in a real room with these people? How did that work you?
So we were in a little recording studio, and we had microphones strapped around our head, so we can move around freely. I was in the room with Grace when we recorded it, so we were like in front of each other and like bouncing off one another. And then there was a big screen and you could see in through it. And then there were people on the recording stuff. So that was the thing. We had the thing around our heads, the recording, so we can move.
Wow, you're like properly acting in real life.
Yeah, it was like acting on screen, so. But you couldn't see your face, but you think you wouldn't have to use your face and just your voice. But by using your face, it sort of comes through in the voice as well when you're doing it.
When you're at school, do any of your mates care about this? Are they bothered that you're off doing like stuff the BBC, that you've been on film sets? Is it like fun at the start for them, but then they're like, oh, okay, mate, you know, we don't need to talk about life. What's it like?
Oh, some of the boys are always asking, like my friends are always asking what I've been up to. They're always interested about it, and I just tell them I can't tell you. It's confidential, and they're always asking me and begging me to tell them, but I can't tell. I can't tell you.
Oh, you could be anything. You could be like a spy. Then you could be Alex Rider with the level that you're not telling people these things, Hugh.
Yeah, secret super spy.
Well, you as Jack go on this adventure with Nancy. How about I give you like you can go anywhere in a day and you don't need to worry about the time it takes you to get there. You can go from one country to the next. If you could go on adventures, like a load of adventures in one day, where do you reckon you'd go? What would you do in your dream day?
Is this like fictional? Is that in the actual world or?
Oh, yeah, fictional. Yeah, yeah.
If I could go anywhere, I'd probably go somewhere like, have you heard of the Percy Jackson books?
Yeah, I know the Percy Jackson books.
Yeah, I'd probably go there and meet all like the Greek gods. And then after that, I might go to Hogwarts and meet all the wizards. That would be really cool. And like learn spells and stuff. And then probably to finish off, I'd probably go to the Marvel Universe.
Wow. Well, listen, Hugh, thank you so much for joining us. I loved hearing about your perfect day and hearing about you on like movie sets. So much fun. And I really enjoyed watching Jack and Nancy. So Hugh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Dan chatting to Hugh from Jack and Nancy, the new Quentin Blake animation from CBBC. If you love this podcast, remember to listen to the Stream It podcast to hear more from behind the scenes of the biggest movies and TV shows.